Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What we all need to know is being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lindsay Baseball with what we need to know.
Well, I've got some very disturbing news, I think, for many reasons. And that's a proposed California bill could ban the sale of Skittles, Hot Tamales candy, Double Bubble Twist gum, and some other food items that contain chemicals that the legislation's supporters say are toxic and dangerous. The chemicals apparently can cause significant health problems like an increased risk of cancer, damage to the immune system, and behavioral issues in children. And while many Californians won't recognize these chemicals by name, they can be found in popular food and drink items. For example, titanium dioxide can be found in cupcakes, trail mix, and ice cream. And propylparaben can be found in caramel chocolate. The bill would need to pass both houses of the state legislature and be signed by the governor before it becomes a law. And California would be the first state to have such a law if it does advance. So that's what you need to know.
Wow. It's heavy.
Can't probably won't be able to eat Skittles anymore.
That's okay.
I mean, Skittles I can easily live without. What were the other ones? Hot tamales? Ugh.
Yeah. There's a lot of things on this list. There's some
you don't like a hot tamale?
Fruit roll-ups.
Hola, Morales.
What's going on, kids?
I mean,
I feel like I've been on vacation from my family.
I know, right?
Being at this little Barrett Sports Media Conference. I miss you guys.
Yeah, you are missed.
I miss saying, on this day.
You do. Well, you can do it today.
Okay.
Are you going to hang out with me today?
I'm going to hang out. I got to do some Lakers imaging in here, but, you know, when you have your guests on, I'll just bring out the laptop. I'm multitask. I'm multifaceted.
I don't know if my guest is making it.
It's okay.
You know?
True. She's here. She's down at the valet, and Sam went down to meet her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's mm-hmm. lovely.
Nice of Sam to do that.
Hot tamales. No. Gross.
No,
gross. Bad for your teeth.
I remember having them like when I was 7 years old coming out of the pool.
Why?
Yeah. I think there was like a box of hot tamales around for some reason. And you know, after you swim all day, you crave things.
Yeah, but like, not that.
I didn't. I just put one in my mouth, and I just wasn't into it.
Oh.
Not into it.
No. And Skittles, I used to be addicted to.
It just happens like that sometimes.
Sometimes you put a hot tamale in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
something wrong with
yeah.
that.
Right.
Skittles and Starburst, I used to be really addicted to. And then when you realize what's in them.
They're gross.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan.
They're just not good for you. I love Starburst. We had the debate weeks ago. Oh, maybe that was Travis and Sliwa. On your favorite colors. Like, I'm a red, yellow, pink, orange.
Oh, no, the pink and the orange
are
my two
favorites.
But
Travis is an odd orange guy.
It's weird.
Oh, no, I love orange. No, the pink and the orange are my two favorites.
I once had a girlfriend that, for Valentine's Day, just gave me a box of red. And this was in high school. So back then, she literally had to buy packs just to get the red.
Oh, that was nice.
Aww. Yeah, I broke her heart.
You did, did you?
But karma got me back, because then a few others broke my heart.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Starburst, I'm just not into it.
No.
It's a good digestive, though.
Oh, really?
If you have a heavy meal.
Yeah.
Get yourself a roll of Starburst and this sugar and probably all the chemicals in it.
What, clean you out?
It helped not clean you out, but it makes you feel a little less bloated.
What is it, a probiotic of some kind?
The probiotic?
Yeah,
the Starburst.
Right.
Oh, producer man. Lindsay, what's your favorite Starburst color?
Pink, for sure.
Okay. See, that's okay. Pink's okay.
Pink is the best.
I don't like them.
Oh, you don't like
them
at all?
To me.
What's your favorite candy?
I'm not a big sweet tooth person.
Me either, but...
Ooh, what's the little sour gummy things?
Oh, sour gummies.
Those things.
You mean little sour gummy things?
Yes.
Or like, are you
or like Swedish fish?
No, the little Sour Patch stuff.
Ugh,
I want to know a girl named...
No. Just don't take my Hot Cheetos away.
No, it was going to be a different joke about Sour Patch Kids.
You know what's really good?
I was trying to throw it this way.
You're also keto, Morales. There's a brand of candy called Smart Sweets, and they're like 5 grams of carbs.
Are those the ones that, like, when you put it in your mouth, it explodes and it's like chalk?
No. They make a type of Sour Patch Kids. They make Swedish Fish. They make all the different kinds. They just don't have sugar in them. They're, like, sugar-free.
I didn't know that.
5 calories per serving.
I was keto, but last night I went off the rails with the incoming GKB team.
Yeah.
So I had a little cold-filtered Nigori sake and sushi.
Oh, nice.
It's only one day.
But honestly, I could have, I mean, considering, I think that's okay.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Not terrible.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, there you go. That's what you need to know. Being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Good times.
Hey, did you hear I've got a new nickname now?
No, what is it?
Well, I take great pride in East Side Cappy.
Of course,
you know?
Wouldn't?
I mean, when when I was awarded the name Eastside Cappy, I was very, very proud. Eastside! You know, like I wanted to be able to do that, right? Now, there's the security man downstairs, Alex.
Alex is amazing.
Everybody knows and loves Alex, right? Shout out to him, by the way.
Shouts out to you, Alex.
Because, you know, he just had a new baby.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he has a little baby.
Did you guys get him a gift?
I have not yet.
I did.
I'm going to.
What did you get him?
I'm not going to tell you. I just got him a little gift for
Well, I mean, if you tell me what you got him, then I know what I have to get him.
Okay, then I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Anyway, now Alex, when I walk in, he no longer refers to me as Cappy.
What does he refer to you as?
He now calls me Bad Cappy.
Why?
Now that I have rocked out to some Bad Bunny,
yes.
Alex, our security man, calls me Bad Cappy. What do you think?
I like it. But the problem is you have to then explain the bit to everybody. So when you say Bad Cappy, it's like Bad Santa. You think you're, you know, there's some sort of tawdry thing behind that.
I have an idea.
Bad Bunny Cappy?
I wanted to run something by you.
Please do.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
How about if Bad Cappy performs a Bad Bunny junt at the Mandy's?
Oh, my God.
Mandy Awards too?
That would be fantastic.
I'm all for it.
Bad Cappy does Bad Bunny?
I love it.
I'm trying to get more
Mandy's?
I'm trying to get more skits and bits, which would give me more time to change outfits. Last year it was so tight, I couldn't really change outfits. And I wanted to get five outfits in. So if you're doing 3 minutes... Right, Tommy in the back can help me change and switch out accoutrement.
Yeah.
If John Ireland is doing Broadway for 2 minutes, if producer Taylor is playing the fiddle for 5 minutes, that gives us time to, shift things.
What do I get to do?
What do you want to do? It's really, right now.
I'm going to have to think about that.
We haven't gone into heavy planning until whatever. We're waiting till April. We had to get past pickleball and different things. So it's all open.
Chalkboard. That's another 2 to 3 minutes, just so you know, is bloopers from pickleball.
Yes. Oh, that is so true. You rap, I sing.
I'm down with that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, wait,
all Spanish, though.
Okay. Oh, 100% it's all in Spanish.
Okay.
We do no English.
Okay.
We only do Spanish, and everybody knows.
We'll do like a Banda MS, a Snoop Dogg version.
Si.
Well, you don't have to do it right now. You can just say yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, because it's, again, now that people know me as Bad Cappy, people expect that from
me. Do you listen to Bad Bunny like normally? Is that part of your repertoire?
It usually goes like Journey, Pearl Jam, Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Then Black Crowes, you know, and then a little more Bad Bunny.
What's the big Black Crowes song? I love the song. I always forget the title.
Which one?
The one that like everybody plays.
She Talks to Angels,
yes,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your song, huh?
Although most of the women I find, they don't talk to angels. They talk to somebody else.
They talk to Lucifer.
Exactly. That's why I'm out of that business, Cappy.
Okay. All right. I see Bonnie Bernstein has just walked in. And
beautiful.
Bonnie was going to come sit down and hang out. She's in town visiting. I said, you got to come by the show. Here she. Do you know Bonnie? Do you know Bonnie's?
So I am a huge Bonnie Bernstein fan. When I was producing the Tony Bruno Morning Extravaganza with Siciliano many years ago, Bonnie would come on and talk college basketball with us. I'm a huge Bonnie fan. She's amazing. So I'm looking forward to it. I guess I'm in the room for this now.
You would love this because you always like to tease me about my old partner in New York.
Sid Rosenberg.
So when Sid was losing his mind.
Right.
And management of that radio station at the time with CBS Radio was like, what are you going to do when he really loses his mind? I said, why do you think I have Bonnie Bernstein come in every week? She's like the next person in line.
So Bonnie came in once a week on your show?
Bonnie and Jay Glazer would both come in.
Jay Glazer was at, go ahead.
Finish. Because I was thinking that both of those guys were going to eventually replace Sidney.
So I worked with Jay at Fox Sports Radio many years ago when he was first becoming the star he is now. He was at this sports media conference talking about his book and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known Jay for a long time. I never realized he suffered as much until he was very open with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the good work, the amazing work he is doing for mental health and these things is incredible. So everybody out there, I've talked about on the air my struggles with anxiety, and right now it's affecting my driving world. You know that because you drive me home on Tuesday nights after Live Imaging Tuesday.
Driving Mr. Morales.
Exactly right. So check that out from Jay Glazer. Meanwhile.
Yes. Hey, let me do this. Bonnie Bernstein is just walking into the studio. Could I break early and then have a little more time with Bonnie? Could I do that? Because we'll have a little radio Tinder.
You can do it.
I can?
Yeah.
Like I'm asking, like as if I'm asking like who I can, who can
you're
tell
good,
me
Cappy. You can do it. Yeah.
All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, 13 minutes after 5 p.m., shit, Ottawa Cap on your Wednesday afternoon. What a live imaging. Because I heard Bonnie Bernstein was going to be
here. So nice that you have come in for this.
But first, it is Radio Tinder time. We like to play a TV theme. We don't have one of those today, but on this day in 1958, the number one hit, the Champs Tequila. I believe we're having some tequila in the building shortly with a little happy hour. You can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Oh, here, we got to go to the post, right? There we go. Nice. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. By the way, maybe not from a TV show, but do you know the movie? I'm doing the dance here.
Yeah, I mean, this is Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
There we go. Right you on. Got it, Cappy. Good
favorite
job.
Favorite of producer right Lindsay.
Yes, that is top three favorite movies of all time.
So Lindsay and Laura, and Chris obviously knows, but Bonnie Bernstein is in studio. And to me, Bonnie Bernstein was one of the true pioneers, I think, of, you know, sideline reporting. I mean, this is the business has changed so much, and she did it for NFL football, for CBS, and ESPN forever. And we'll talk to Bonnie. And will you play Radio Tinder with us?
You've got tequila and Tinder. I'm apparently in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay, so Radio Tinder. Lindsay will give us a topic. You'll either swipe right to agree or swipe left to disagree.
Okay.
And you'll tell us why.
Very complicated, okay. But I'm going to try my best.
Are you on Tinder?
Not to the best of my knowledge, although I'm not even kidding. A couple of months ago, somebody slid into my DMs on Instagram and they said, hey, just so you know, I can't remember if it was Tinder or different dating service app. And they're like, you're on so-and-so. If that's you, I'm really sorry. But if it's not, just telling you that somebody's using your pictures. And I'm like, I don't even know what to do with
which
that.
One? Which one? Which one was it? Do you know?
No.
Oh, no. So you're not someone's on a dating catfishing service. Is you. No. That's crazy.
Kaplan would love for somebody to use his pictures. Oh, on a dating sure. profile. That would
well,
mean
if you're going to use my pictures,
it.
I want to know at least which ones. Are they good? Like, am I having a good hair day? Are you representing me well as a fake profile? Like, these are really important things I need to know.
All right, here we go. Radio Tinder. Bonnie Bernstein is in studio. Lindsay Baseball, take it away.
All right, so a 21-year-old TikToker racked up 2.8 million views last month as he ate dog chow, quote, for the gains. He said that the dry dog food kibble tasted like little pieces of rocks and it was super hard to bite down on. But the man initially discovered that dog food is rich in protein after he watched a TikTok in which a user warned fellow gym rats not to be tempted to try it because it tastes bad. But again, it's for the gains. So obviously he didn't follow this guy's advice. And he told his 175,000 followers that he would eat the dog chow if his clip reached 15,000 likes. Well, he got 21.2 million views and 2.5 million likes. Would you ever eat dog food or something like really, really gross if it was the secret to making you super fit? Swipe left or swipe right, Kebby?
I'm going to swipe right.
Thought so.
I mean, if you tell me that I have to eat dog food and I get a six-pack, I'll eat the dog food. I don't think that's going to work, so I'm hoping that I could actually swipe left in this instance, but if it were the key ingredient to a six-pack at my age, I'd eat that Alpo all day long.
How about you, Bonnie? Would you eat the dog food or something really nasty if it made you super fit?
Swipe left or swipe right? Tastes like chicken?
Good question.
Tastes like rocks, apparently.
Okay. I'm going to swipe right just because so much detail and care went into the description of what went down for the gains. I want to give it some love just for that.
You know, it's funny, Cappy. Kim Kardashian said once in an interview that she would pretty much do anything to make herself look younger, even if it meant like
has.
Smearing poop on her face. That's literally what she said.
Gross.
Oh, gross. So, you know.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
Morales, what about you?
As the husky one of the bunch, I think we all know the answer is yes. Swipe right. Why wouldn't I?
I would.
Nice. Queens?
Laura?
Hell no. I'm chunky and
hell
I'm
nah.
You know, no, I'm good.
Hell
no.
Nah. I ain't eating no dog food.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Nah. Exactly. Your girl ain't eating no dog food.
All right, this one's just a straight up question. Not going to have you guys swipe here. But two men made a daring escape from a Virginia prison using a toothbrush and an untied rebar. After they snuck out, the two men then made it to an IHOP 7 miles away in the neighboring town of Hampton, Virginia. They, of course, opted for the Pancake House instead of going to the Waffle House that was only a few blocks away. So, obviously, they really, really wanted them some IHOP. Bystanders spotted them at the IHOP, and they called police, who detained the inmates and returned them to the prison. So, everything's back in order there. But if you escaped from prison, which restaurant would you want to go to first, Cappy?
Oh.
Between IHOP and Waffle House?
No, any restaurant. Like, escaped prison and you can go to any restaurant. Which one would you go to?
Oh, I thought those were my only two choices. I thought I was either going pancakes or waffles.
No. You could pick anywhere.
Do I have any money?
Yes. It's a hypothetical. We don't need to get into logistics.
All right. I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A right away. Yeah, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A.
Talk about Chick-fil-A on the air.
I'm going to have a spicy chicken deluxe. I'm off Chick-fil-A.
Is this some plot to get a new sponsor?
Could be.
Did you and Lindsay talk about this beforehand?
I mean, I would have, if we were trying to get new sponsors, Waffle House would probably be the better one for me. Huh? You know, it's kind of more my speed, I think.
Oh, geez. You go to the cool Waffle House after the Chargers games, right?
Yeah, I go to Roscoe's. Okay. That's right.
Okay. Bonnie, so not the actual Waffle House.
How about you? You're out of prison. First place you go.
I would go to, I'm not sure that this will resonate with the LA crowd, but there are enough transplanted New Yorkers where it may. I would go to Rao's. Like, if I'm going to if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Get some nice, authentic Italian. There's probably some mob guys there, so I'll feel protected. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, hey, I just like got bounced from.
Well, Johnny
from the
Roast
Slammer.
Beef is the maitre d'.
Yeah.
From Goodfellas. He really is. He's
See,
there
Morales
like three nights
knows.
A week.
Yeah. Morales knows.
Yeah, well, he's connected. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you.
So connected. There's lots of connected people there, and I'd feel protected. I'd be like, hey, I just got bounced from the slammer. Have my back.
Yeah.
Give me a nice meal.
Yeah.
And I think it all
who's slicing
well.
The garlic? Yeah. I mean, you're looking at a made man right here.
I'm going to go with Bonnie. I mean, Rao's is incredible. And if you ever want to buy pasta sauce for home, the Rao's canned sauce, it's worth the extra money.
Yes.
It's the best you can ever buy of pre-made pasta sauce.
Mass distributed pasta
sauce. Oh, absolutely.
Sauce. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, there you have it. There's Radio Tender. Presented by Tequila Mandala.
I'm going to go to Barrio, by the way, and get my tacos. Cleveland tacos.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. When you go back to Cleveland?
Yep. When I get out of the Slammer, that's where I'm going to Barrio.
There is something to be said for street meat in New York. I mean, you can.
Hey now.
He loves street meat.
Hey now. I am street meat.
I think you and I are talking about different type of street meat. I'm
very, yep. Yes.
Oh, there's Radio Tinder. All right, so Bonnie Bernstein has stopped by. I hope you don't feel like I overbuild you. I mean, seriously, when I think about like where we are today in sports television and how every game has, you know, a sideline reporter, I think when you started in sideline reporting, it wasn't really like that, I don't think.
There weren't a ton, and it's really refreshing to see as many women in those positions now. Relative to when I and just quite frankly, women in our business getting prominent on air positions, not just sideline, but play by play, analysts, like every aspect of our industry now has women sprinkled in. And you know, we always talk about as women, the reality is there, no matter how good you are, there will be a contingent of fans who don't think you have any business doing what you're doing, and that's fine. And if you can just sort of get away from trying to be a people pleaser and just embracing the fact that you get to do something you love, and there are so many people who do appreciate what you're doing, and just leave the rest of the noise where it belongs, then it's great. But yeah,
but
I see women everywhere.
I think a lot of it's changing. I really do. Like, I hear now a female analyst on an NBA broadcast. I'm like, great. Great. I hear a female voice on a men's college basketball game in the NCAA tournament as a play-by-play announcer, and I go, great. And maybe that's just me because I have three daughters, you know, and I want them to be able to do whatever they want. Yeah. But it wasn't like that 20-some-odd years ago when you kind of were breaking ground.
Well, I think with each generation, I think the Gen Z generation, the folks on the younger end of the millennial spectrum are much more willing to embrace that. And, you know, at some point, I think it's going to become the norm. And I think part of that is, if you sort of look at it on a macro level, we're celebrating 50 years of Title IX. So the more opportunities there are for women, the more women are going to grow up embracing the fact that they were beneficiaries of Title IX. They're going to get married, they're going to have partners, they're going to have kids. And so women in sports is going to become more and more regular part of the conversation in our world. And so, you know, I still think that even though there are more women than ever, we're just scratching the surface.
We got a couple of ladies here. who are part of this deal every day.
Ladies
right here.
In the house.
That's right. And our boss is a lady. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well,
our boss.
I look forward to meeting her at Happy Hour.
Is that right? Is that right? Morales, the great Amanda Brown?
The great Amanda Brown, our program director. Absolutely.
I've heard of Amanda Brown.
You've heard of her, but you've not met her, huh?
Maybe we have met.
Well, if you see her, act like you have. Be like, hey, it's so great to see you.
Amanda,
yeah, that's always
so good to see you.
Right.
Always
to see you again.
Say so good to see you.
Yes.
Yeah. Never say, ever, ever say, great to meet you.
Yes.
Because you just, especially as on-air folks, you have the good fortune of meeting so many people. And I do. I try my best to remember faces, names, but it's always great to see you.
But here's the thing. If you say great to see you and you've never met that person before, that person now all of a sudden feels like, oh, we've met. Okay.
That's
exactly.
Okay.
Right?
That's fine. I'm totally down with that.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be role reversal. They'll be like, have I met you before? Why don't I remember? Now I feel bad that I didn't have the instant recall.
You have put it on the other person.
I'm fine doing the reverse psychology there.
You put it on the other person. That's what happens. So,
a few years back, I was producing the Tony Bruno Morning Show here in
LA
with Andrew Siciliano.
Oh,
you used to come on
Siciliano.
Often.
Yeah.
But you came on, I think, a week after the whole Roy Williams thing back then.
What year was that, you think? 2002,
four?
It was the 02 season, 03 champion.
Yeah.
02, 03.
Yeah. Imagine if that happened now.
Oh,
with social media. Because back then we had to like go and find a tape of the game and pull the highlight and beep it. It took us, you know, hours. Now it's literally, it would have been a second
for anybody,
on Twitter or Instagram.
For anybody that doesn't know, as I recall, Roy Williams in Kansas lost the national championship game.
To Syracuse.
And you had to be the person to interview the losing coach.
Always had the great fortune of doing that.
Yeah. And I don't remember what the question was, but his answer was, whoever's in your ear and whoever's in the truck that's telling you to say that, I don't remember what he said, they're rude. But the
very
thing,
insensitive.
Right, but the thing about it was, he knew who was in the truck. He knew who the producers were. He knew all these people. So, you know, kind of typical of a coach, I'm going to school everybody right now. You're being insensitive. How do you remember that happening?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't even sure that I was going to get him. I was stationed outside the locker room, and I'm in touch with my producer who's in the truck, and I'm like, I don't know. I hear him talking to the kids, and we're in break. And then all of a sudden, Coach Williams walks out, and I had time to think about how I was going to broach this question, because all the rumors were percolating throughout the entire tournament. Job opening was there at Carolina. He's got a history with Carolina, very much in the mix. But for me, being able to cover the tournament all those years, I just never wanted to taint the kids' experience with that sort of line of questioning. So I never touched it. And when Coach came out, I was like, hey, I need to ask you about this. He's like, I don't really want to talk about it. I said, I totally get it. But here's the thing. This is what we know about sideline reporters. We are the voice of the fan.
Right.
That is our job, to ask the questions that the fan wants to know. So I asked him a game question. And I said, you know, lots of rumors going around about your interest in the Carolina job. And I think that's exactly how I positioned the question.
Yeah.
What's your level of interest?
Yeah.
It was a very open-ended question. It wasn't leading at all. I just really wanted to give him the platform. And here's what people don't understand, Cap. He was very emotional, but that's normal.
Yeah.
And I never took it personally. We saw each other the next year and everything was totally fine. If social media
would have lost its mind.
Good grief. Yeah.
Seriously. Bonnie Bernstein is in studio. We have to hustle up because Slee was coming with Laker pregame. Bonnie, you're in town.
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes, but promote to everybody because you were talking about Title IX and women in sports.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you got going on and where people can find this new content.
So just launched a fantastic new podcast called She Got Game, Inspiring Women Inspired by Sports. If you are on Audible, you can find it there. If you're not on Audible, you can listen to it. It's all snackable content. Every episode's like less than 30 minutes, so you can get a free trial on Audible. But it's really all about celebrating the power of women's sports in a different way, because typically we focus on the elite of the elite, the women who are winning the Olympic golds and the championships and the trophies and the medals. But when you think about the power of sports, especially for women, it's not just about competing at the highest level. It's about learning all of those skill sets, the leadership, the teamwork, the accountability, the resilience. And so She Got Game is a profile of 10 women, some you know as athletes like Layla Ali and Shawn Johnson, who've become phenomenal businesswomen. Some are celebrities and newsmakers like Chelsea Clinton or Aisha Tyler, the actress on Criminal Minds, or Amy Trask, who to this day has only been the only female CEO of an NFL team. And every single one of them talks about how they have partnered parlayed the skill sets they've learned through sports to be successful in business, because the research tells us 94% of women who were sitting in C-suites across America were athletes growing up. And it's a phenomenal stat that really inspired me to do the series, and you'll find it on Audible.
Okay, it's on Audible. It's Bonnie Bernstein. It's called She Got Game. Gosh, the parking situation stunk so bad that we would have spent a lot more time together.
Yeah, that's all right. I appreciate it.
It is so good to see you.
Thanks, Cap.
All right, listen. Here comes Sliwa. Lakers and Suns tonight. We'll see everybody over at Crypto, and we'll see you guys all tomorrow at Yamava starting at 4. Until then, Lakers got to go win.